You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Tuesday. We are 2 days away from the NFL draft, ladies and gentlemen. You know what's a really fun thing to do if you get bored and you're like, dude, I love the draft. I'm getting excited. Pro Football Focus has a mock draft simulator that you can play. I don't really feel like publicly acknowledging how many hours I've spent doing this, but it's a decent amount, and I win the draft every single time. I'm not an overzealous owner,
nope.
And I get A pluses on all my picks, but you can go do that. And joining us now is somebody who knows a lot more about this than we do, Sam Monson, our good friend of Pro Football Focus, the Pro Football Focus NFL podcast. They did a 2.5-hour mock draft podcast. They are
great.
All over this thing, dude. They're dialed in at @PFF_Sam on Twitter. Sam, thanks as always for the time, man. We were just talking a bit ago about how dumb NFL teams are. And let me ask you this. I know we've talked about, you know, quarterbacks and kind of the way that they're feeling going in. Is it right for Washington and New England to take a quarterback at 2 and 3? Or if they called you and said, hey, Sam, do you think we should trade back and pick up more draft capital and maybe take a flyer on a guy late in the first round, second round? What would you be advising them to do at 2 and 3?
Yeah, I think it always depends what the offers on the table are. It also depends on your rankings of those quarterbacks. You know, we tend to sort of view this as a binary, do you have a shot at a quarterback, yes or no? But these teams are going to view these guys differently, particularly this year, where I think it's the general kind of view is Caleb Williams is number one, and then there's a big step down, and then there's a group of guys who you could rank in different orders depending on what it is you value or what scares you the most. Each one of those guys has got a flaw or a weakness or a sort of red flag of some description, and it's kind of a case of which one do you have the most risk tolerance for. So, you know, if you're in New England, for example, I think Washington are in a situation where they can probably – you know, find their way to like a guy that's there at number two. You know, they'll essentially have their pick of the rest of the quarterbacks. And I don't see a trade that's going to get offered to them where they're going to want to jump out. The Patriots, though, at 3, I think is probably a slightly different story where they might be down to the third guy on their board and the trade offer that comes their way could be huge. You know, either they could get a trade to drop down a few spots to the Giants at 6 and maybe they get QB4 and they still like that guy. But if they get a trade offer from Minnesota or Denver at 11 or 12, I mean, the sort of precedent, the price tag for that kind of trade is already sort of set a few years ago by San Francisco. We're talking about potentially 3 first-round picks or the equivalent of 3 first-round picks in value. At that point, it becomes, you know, quite difficult to turn that down for a guy that could be the third best quarterback on your board.
What's the percentage of teams, though, Sam, and thinking about some of this stuff, because listening to you and Steve Riff yesterday and going through the mock and giving thoughts on different players and evaluations and what other people are saying about players, I love that stuff. But then I'm also wondering in the back end, how many organizations, what's the percentage of organizations you say you fully trust in the draft?
I think teams have gotten better at the draft. I don't think there's teams anymore, really any of them, that are completely kind of kamikaze with what they do in the draft. I think generally speaking, everybody is operating within the margins now, and some teams are better at maximizing the various edges and sort of getting the best possible outcome, and some teams are not as good at that. But I don't think anybody is sort of reckless in the way that certainly teams used to be, and you don't need to go back very far to find cases of that happening. So, you know, I think there are teams that are definitely going to be more inclined to play the kind of quote-unquote correct percentages and odds in the draft than others. But I don't think that anybody really anymore is out there completely on an island just operating off their own script.
Hmm. Is there anybody, you know, we spend so much time, Sam, looking at the top of the draft board and who's going to go in the top 10 and how many quarterbacks go in the first round. And we kind of lose sight sometimes of teams that maybe get that one missing ingredient that they need, whether it be middle of the first round, late first round, second round. How many of those teams are kind of in that category for you that you look at and you think, God, you're just one or two pieces away, and I'm really curious to see what they do in the draft?
I think when you go down the draft, there's quite a few teams that certainly, maybe not one or two pieces away, but they have a clear need and otherwise a good team. And when you're sort of that good a team with a clear need, you might be inclined to do that, trading up and going aggressively after a player. Hmm. So a lot of the AFC powerhouses over the last few years, I think, all fit into that category, whether it's Kansas City, whose wide receiver room was an obvious problem last season. They might get aggressive and go after one. They also have a problem at tackle that they could really look to trade and get aggressive about fixing. Buffalo, same thing. When they traded away Stephon Diggs, that became arguably the worst wide receiver room in football, and they're picking 28. So they could get aggressive and go try and solve that. Or, you know, Cincinnati at 18, that's picking kind of higher than they usually pick because of the injury to Joe Burrow last season. They might use that as an opportunity to catapult themselves a little bit further up the draft and get a blue chip prospect that, you know, they don't usually get because they've been such a good team.
What do you think the Seahawks are going to do? They've been interesting the last like week or so. The story comes out, Mike McDonald, the new coach, comes in there and tears all this Pete Carroll related stuff down, says we're going to build our own thing here. And it's somewhat controversial to fans because some of those memories are pretty special. What do you think Seattle's going to do with their first pick?
Yeah, it's an interesting spot. You know, they could go in a number of different directions, I think, at that spot in the draft. I think they've got an obvious need on the interior of their offensive line, but they don't necessarily like to use those draft picks there institutionally. That doesn't mean they won't necessarily now with a new head coach on board and potentially a new direction. But they also could use defense. You know, they could go in a number of different directions. I think they're an interesting spot for a guy like Troy Faiatanu, the Washington tackle slash guard. There's no reason he can't play tackle at the next level, but equally, I think he could play guard. So that position flexibility might give them cover to take an interior offensive lineman at that position and not feel bad about the fact that you're, you know, taking a guy at that low position value, bad high. But equally, they could be in a prime position to get one of those edge rushers that starts to fall. I think there's a big three in this draft in Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, or Laiatu Latu. The third one of those guys could easily be available at 16 and be very good value, I think, at that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sam Monson of Pro Football Focus is our guest. We've seen a lot of kind of marquee wide receivers be on the move. You know, most recently, obviously, Stephon Diggs that you just pointed to in the last handful of years, though. But looking at this upcoming week, there is a chance maybe you get Brandon Ayuk to get traded. A.J. Brown and Philly's liking and unfollowing and doing all sorts of weird stuff on his Instagram, so we're going that route now. I'm just curious what you make of those situations, the contracts maybe that could be being negotiated, or if a move on from those wide receivers for those respective teams, especially on draft night, is the right decision.
It's always down to the contract, you know, where you are as a franchise in terms of cap space now, but also in the next couple of years, what it's going to look like, because there are teams out there that simply need to get rid of the contracts and can't afford to pay those guys. Now, I don't think that any of the teams that we're talking about with a potential receiver to move this year fall into that category. You know, I think the 49ers could pay Brandon Ayuk and still be fine. I think Cincinnati, if they wanted to, could pay T. Higgins and be fine. They don't want to. They look like they're going to play him on the franchise tag and move on. But, you know, we looked at this a couple of years ago with the A.J. Brown deal. There wasn't a better first-round pick spent that year than the pick that Philadelphia sent to bring over A.J. Brown. And that was even knowing that you were going to have to pay him the big contract extension that Tennessee didn't want to give him. So, you know, if you are one of those teams that we talked about in need of receiver help, if a first-round pick would get you Brandon Ayuk, I think it's something that they should absolutely consider. I mean, Buffalo is extremely unlikely to get a player at 28 or even package a trade to move higher than that and get a player that's going to be better than Brandon Ayuk. Now, okay, he's going to be cheaper than Brandon Ayuk, but that's the trade-off, right? You are paying for the certainty that that guy is already an extremely good NFL wide receiver. And teams like Buffalo, Kansas City, you know, they need that certainty because they expect to be contending every year.
Herbert being a former Oregon quarterback certainly helps the interest locally, but I think Harbaugh going there now as the coach after having won the title at Michigan, I think adds even more intrigue. And I know they've been talked about a lot. You and Steve going back and forth on the McCarthy stuff. We know that's out there of him saying he's the best, you know, quarterback in this draft, and some speculation. Could they do the crazy thing and trade Herbert? I love that you guys highlight the dead cap money could be a thing. But as you also pointed out on that pod, you know, if he really likes him, maybe there's a value in stashing him. Ultimately, where do you think? Is Harbaugh just going to do the smart thing, trade out, trade back, get an offensive lineman, address other positions? Or do you think Harbaugh could be throwing us a curveball here?
Yeah, I don't really think the J.J. McCarthy thing is for real. I suspect, you know, he's just talking up a former player and a guy that he wants to see go as high as possible in the draft. And maybe he does have a kind of slightly irrational view of how good J.J. McCarthy is, but not to the point where he would blow up a situation with Justin Herbert already in situ with the Chargers. Yeah, maybe trading down is absolutely on the table, but I also think there are absolutely in a prime position to just get the best player at a position that they value the most, whether that's wide receiver or the offensive line. You know, at number five overall, they could easily have either the top player off the board in terms of offensive linemen, or probably the second wide receiver off the board once Arizona picks their guy. Equally, I mean, Harbaugh said this himself, you know, if QBs go 1, 2, 3, 4, they effectively have the number one pick in the draft at number five overall. So they get to select who the top player is on their board as a team that doesn't need a quarterback. So I think the Chargers are in a really good spot to have either a great player at a position of need or to take advantage of the quarterback needy teams and trade out and get a trade haul for moving down a few spots.
Last one for you, Sam. You know, we have a lot of recency bias. Sometimes it's easy to forget things that happened a couple of years ago, and I don't know if we're doing it in this case, so I want to throw it at you because you know way more about it than we do. We're both kind of the agreement of this is one of the more exciting drafts in recent memory just because of who's going to trade up, where do quarterbacks go, really outside of number one. It is an absolute crapshoot where everybody else ends up. Do you feel that way? Is this one of the more anticipated drafts that you can remember in recent years?
Yeah, I think so. We really don't have a great feel on where what's going to happen after that pick number one. Caleb Williams looks locked in place, but after that, it's kind of a coin flip between Drake May and Jaden Daniels. It seems there's also a chance that J.J. McCarthy goes that high if the NFL really does love him more than the general public and draft analysts, the way it's been talked about all the way through the process. And then each one of those things, you know, presents a different set of dominoes the fall, and the whole draft goes in a different direction. And then there are a number of different kind of pivot point teams even beyond that. Arizona at four, will they trade out? The Chargers, we just talked about. The Giants are a complete wild card at six. We don't have any idea what they're going to do. And then whether or not Atlanta, you know, chooses the first defender off the board at number eight in the draft. I agree. I think this draft is kind of chaotic, and it's great because of that.
Yeah, we love the chaos. Sam Monson, go check out the Pro Football Focus NFL podcast, their extended mock draft mega pod that they did, and also go to pff.com/mock, and you can play your own mock draft. It's a lot of fun. You can kill a bunch of hours. We're all pumped for the draft at @PFF_Sam. Thanks for the time, as always, man, on draft week. Know you're busier than hell. Let's do this again soon, hopefully.
Anytime, take it easy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.